These are extraordinary scenes. Once he was Pakistan's powerful military ruler, now he is in police custody. General Pervez Musharraf, who ruled Pakistan for a decade, was arrested on Friday. He stood trial before an anti-terrorism court in the capital Islamabad over charges of illegally detaining judges back in 2007. Hundreds of Musharraf supporters and opponents gathered outside the courtroom chanting slogans against each other. Amid tight security, the anti-terrorism court remanded Musharraf in judicial custody for 2 weeks. Due to security threats, Musharraf's farmhouse on the outskirts of Islamabad has been declared as sub-jail. Musharraf and his supporters believe the case against him is politically motivated.
There was no order passed to confine the judges. There was no order passed to put their families or their children under house arrest. There was nothing done at that stage. So there is no evidence available.
Pakistan's upper house of parliament, the Senate, has unanimously passed a resolution seeking Musharraf's trial under treason charges that carry a death sentence.
We have unanimously demanded that General Musharraf should be tried under Article 6 of the Constitution. We urge the federal government to initiate a legal action against Musharraf so that the era of dictatorship is over in Pakistan once for all.
Last month, Musharraf returned from years of self-imposed exile to contest parliamentary elections. However, he was prevented from taking part in the polls due to several criminal cases he is facing, including the one in which he is accused of subverting the constitution. The arrest of Pakistan's former military ruler is being seen as an unprecedented development in the country, which has a history of repeated military interventions. Though the country's current security establishment is believed to have retained enormous power, it has remained tight-lipped over Musharraf's trial, apparently because of fear of possible political backlash. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.